This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into the big story of the day in about 20 minutes from right now. Brandon Adams is going to join us, as he always does on Tuesdays. Dog Nation Daily podcast host. We'll talk about Georgia's win over Kentucky on Saturday and start looking ahead to Auburn as well. He had an interesting part of his podcast yesterday where he played what Kirby said about Gunnar Stockton's interception in the game against Kentucky. So I'll have him talk about that a little bit, because I thought what Kirby said was pretty interesting.
Let it go!
Yeah, exactly.
Let it go!
Yeah. It's kind of it's kind of a proof that he is letting it go.
Yeah, right? Dude, there's people running wide open bunk. Yeah. Like, I know everybody wants, I know it's easy to scapegoat and get mad at Bobo, and that's my man. I love that brother to death. Yeah, he irritates me sometimes playing off, but damn it, there's people open.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Let it go.
Think back to early Carson Beck. Think back to early Stetson. We said that so often. Mm-hmm. It was like, it just seems like he's more interested in not making a mistake than making a play.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. Like the first month and a half, whatever, and it's like they don't throw it down the field. I mean, if it's happening with all these guys, there has to be something that's sort of like instructing them to be so worried about making a mistake that. But and then eventually they do, right? But that was true of those guys too, right? They're so risk averse.
Well, yeah, man. Let that thing go, man. We'll see. We'll see. But I mean, there's opportunities.
Sure.
There's opportunities. And I'm talking about, we all, you know, as a guy who would, as a former pass catcher, if I'm even, give me a chance. And that's what Stetson would do. Stetson would throw that thing up there.
Eventually.
Stetson didn't give a damn.
Eventually.
Once Stetson stopped giving a damn, that's when we took off.
Because, again, remember early, and even that game he didn't start when JT Daniels did against Clemson, it was just like, those plays there.
Yeah.
Like, and they were so – and I understand. Like, that's Kirby's philosophy is very conservative at times.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Let's go, man.
You got five-star receivers.
Man, we
got
to get it. Hey, man, we got to get it back in blood. Yeah, man. He's out.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Right.
We got to get it back in blood.
Yeah, our guy Pooh Shiesty is out.
Man,
6 months early.
Pooh Shiesty is out that thing.
Get your Shiesty mask on.
Get it back in blood.
Celebrate. Weather's cooling down, too, so it's a little bit more appropriate to wear.
Yeah, man.
It's not that cold.
I don't give a damn.
Not that cold.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know now. I'm Pooh Shiesty. I just had to look up some lyrics. I get it back in blood.
Yeah, I know that.
He would Dirk with Dirk, but yeah, I just don't get the appeal of it.
Of what?
Walking around with that thing on your face.
Oh, I thought he meant his music. Yeah. I was like, his music is incredible.
Getting back in blood.
It's an easy listen.
Yeah, but to each his own.
I like to put it on when I'm putting Jack and Lily to bed.
Oh, yeah, because they got to get it back in blood.
That's what I want going through their minds.
Yeah.
The last thought they have before they doze off.
Yeah, dog.
Some people sing, you know, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
You mean get it back in blood.
Yeah, get it back in blood. Pooh Shiesty in there. Some people read Winnie the Pooh. No, nope. I read Pooh Shiesty lyrics.
Get it back in blood. Get the hell out of here,
let's get to the back page with Bo. Every day at 12:45 or so, Back page with Bo. Hello, Bo.
Hey, Dodgers beat the Phillies again, so that's pretty cool. So they're up 2-0. Phillies facing elimination, and, you know.
We love it.
Kick some rocks, Phillies.
It's raining in Detroit. They got the tarp on the field in Detroit. Looks like the Mariners-Tigers game might be delayed today, which nobody needs that.
And that one's tied at 1-1.
Come on, Mother Nature.
And the Yankees are about to be eliminated by the Blue Jays.
We like that,
That'll
too.
That'll also be a little bit later. So if you listen to Kirby's press conference after the Kentucky game, he's a little feisty because I guess he doesn't like being asked, I don't know, silly questions. So, Randy, I can tell that you and Kirby are definitely cut from the same cloth because you're the first person I thought about when I heard this particular comment by Kirby. It's only about 15 seconds long. But Kirby was asked how they defend quarterbacks who hold the ball longer because that's a stat, right? Right?
Okay.
I don't know. I think that may be a PFF stat or something. I don't know. I don't have any proof that what you're saying is true, so I don't want to make an answer to an assumption that you've made. That's not something that I necessarily believe.
Such a great response.
Not even a stat.
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know that what you just asked me is true?
Yeah.
You don't? Okay, maybe you shouldn't
maybe
ask.
Maybe you should ask a question. Just whoever that was, just take that. Take that.
That's
a
big L.
Take that junk kick.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
I bet he woke up like, I got him.
Oh, that's a great stat to ask Kirby.
I got Kirby.
Ooh, they don't defend quarterbacks who hold the ball longer. They're not putting enough pressure on them. We're going to get him that.
Oh,
God. That's not even tracked anywhere, buddy.
It is tough, man. I don't know.
What a wind-up kick.
He just called him Timmy Tube Socks.
Yes, basically. Hey, Ma! I got Kirby today! Hold on, Ma. Look at Sandy D real quick. So ass.
Because I counted.
I don't know. It is. I don't want to go too far down serious conversation on reporters and questions and all that kind of stuff. But we are losing a lot of training with the environment in which people are allowed to get press passes.
Yes.
Now. It used to be really hard, and you had to do a lot of – you didn't get to ask Kirby a question when you were, 24, you know? You were still asking –
And, still in school.
You were getting all this crap out of the way when nobody was watching, you know? But now we're doing it on a national stage. It's great. Let's ask – maybe you should ask him about something somebody said. That's
so
my favorite one.
Is it just –
Hey, Kirby, do you say to – the player that said
yes on Twitter.
On Twitter, that tweeted. What do you think about?
Those are the freaking.
Is it
worst.
Just easier to get credentials these days?
Yes.
Well,
so everybody can apply for one, and they just give them all out.
No, I don't think it's easier. I think that the people that are in the positions that get them, it takes less time to get to those positions. I think you used to be, used to have a decade of work before you got to cover Georgia, Now, it's journalism's dying, and that's part of the proof.
I wonder if COVID did some of that.
That guy didn't know I was going to hate his question so bad, did he?
For real.
Damn.
Speaking of credentialed media people, Rob Gronkowski is one of those. Y'all ever notice when, the Fox Sunday pregame, Rob sits on the end of the desk, and he just kind of sits there and waits to get, a comment in, because they don't really ever throw to him a whole lot?
Wonder why.
Well,
is this going to be an example of why?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Ebuka. I'm getting confused.
Sure,
lights out once again.
I mean, I get
Emeka Egbigbu.
I murder names all the time, but I do it more trying to be silly and jokey. But damn, Rob. Damn, Rob.
Emeka Egbigbu.
God damn, Rob.
He just he knew he didn't have it.
Yes.
And he was like, to hell with it. I'm throwing some extra vowels in there.
You say it confidently enough. Maybe they'll believe you're right.
Maybe.
You got to do is,
do you think
act
he knows someone
about
whose last name is Egbigbu and was just like, all right, I'm saying it. I'm damn. Going with it.
Going to name drop Emeka my boy Josh on the show.
Damn, bro. Damn it, Rob.
Yeah, he's very entertaining, but
yes.
It's always hard when you ask somebody who's kind of just like a free-spirited, freewheeling entertainer to button it up and be an analyst.
It's kind of, yes.
Square peg,
I just don't know
hole.
If that desk is where he should
no,
be.
No, I agree. I agree.
You should be doing something like Manny Cash.
Man on the Street stuff or something like that. Unscripted, yeah, totally.
Speaking of Fox and Fox controlling its people, so Fox is being sued by Perry Toll. That's the guy that stabbed Mark Sanchez.
He's suing
them. Perry Toll is not only suing Mark Sanchez, which I can kind of see how you would do that. The guy, beat you up.
Yeah, put him in the hospital.
So Fox is being sued by Perry for negligent hiring retention, and supervision
really?
Of Mark Sanchez.
So he's suing Fox because they hired Mark Sanchez.
They're suing because they hired him, and they didn't handle him. Like, they didn't have a handler on
Did
him.
Did you see the video of him walking? They got a little TMZ. You know, TMZ, however the hell they get deal.
They got a video. Sanchez?
Of, yeah, just drunk. I think he got stabbed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got the video after he got his ass shanked.
How is he looking?
Like, he got shanked.
Pretty wobbly.
Yeah, kind of limpy. Yeah. Holding his side.
Yeah.
You like, will, you know. Yeah. Like, that'll happen. Like, I hear. I've never been stabbed. But yeah. Almost.
Somebody, I haven't been stabbed either.
Woman almost cut you?
Yeah, I wrapped one of those thick magazines around my side.
Was she in lockup?
Yeah, so they couldn't.
Yeah, oh, I was like.
I was ready.
It's like, you was in lockup?
They told me they were coming for me, so I had to body armor, prison body armor.
Yeah.
So in a collab that you would have thought already existed, Marshawn Lynch is getting his own cannabis line with the Originals Cannabis Company. So this is the same people that have partnered with Snoop, Chris Brown, Ice Cube, and Xzibit for their own cannabis lines. So what's crazy is, how do I keep making all these new strains?
Yes.
Curious. Is it just like somebody in there like a chemistry set or something?
I am so jealous of you, Douglas.
Oh, 100%.
So jealous.
He has his own cannabis.
Him too. Yeah. I want one.
Yeah.
I really want one.
I think you should get one.
You should get one.
How do we go about this?
It has to be legalized in Georgia first.
Yeah.
Well, how we
have to lobby.
How much time I got to get down there?
Oh, we can get something done.
We going down the Capitol?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not far.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, how much time I get down there and get this on the flow?
Maybe we can start with our friends at Georgia Hemp Company, and you can get like a Randy Michael, you know, line of Delta 9, which is legal in Georgia.
Delta 9. Yeah, I like Delta 9.
Call it Delta 8-1.
Yes.
Boom.
Because 8-1
makes 9. 8-1. There we go.
We're just handing out free ideas.
Between our new whiskey we're going to get and our new
cannabis line.
Cannabis line.
Ooh, those Mondays.
Those Mondays are going to be lovely.
So here are Marshawn Lynch's.
That is the thing. Like, the more success that we have, the more careful they have to be with the things that they sort of throw our way.
Yeah.
Because all this free whiskey, man, it's awesome and I love it.
Hell yeah.
But I drink it and then.
That's
good. Then I sound like crap on Monday.
Man, please. You sound like whiskey.
I sound good.
Whiskey and cigars, baby.
Here are the names of Marshawn Lynch's three exclusive strains with the Originals Cannabis Company.
Oh, are they like Marshawn Lynch name related? Beast Mode, gotta be.
Beast Berry, okay.
All right.
And then the other ones are just kind of Milk and Cookies.
All right.
Okay.
And Charlie OG.
Charlie OG.
Nothing mentioning Skittles at all, but I guess that's patented and they have to. You would think. You know, taste the rainbow. Maybe
something
might
like
be
that.
A flavor of Marshawn Lynch.
You would think so, right?
Yeah, you would think that would,
that phrase has got to be trademarked too.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah,
maybe so.
Yeah, yeah, so, probably. But that's cool that he's got his own strain.
Heck yeah!
Or three of them.
Three of them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So speaking of being high, there are over 600 people currently stuck at the top of Mount Everest.
Oh, I saw that yesterday.
You said 600?
Yeah,
yeah,
so
I saw that yesterday.
1,000 went up.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know why they don't check weather reports or anything like that. Apparently, it changes quickly up there. I guess so. All right. So 1,000 people went up. Then a snowstorm hit. 400 made it back down. There are still 600 people trapped at the top of Mount Everest.
Wow. 1,000 people got this idea.
And I mean, to go together.
To go together.
I didn't realize you could get 1,000 people.
I didn't,
on
and
the
that
top
was the thing about
Everest
it. I didn't, when
time.
I saw,
look at pictures,
it's
like
really large
kinda,
when I saw the 600, I was like, they got that many people at one time going up that mountain?
Right.
I saw the picture. They had the donkeys or whatever they carried. I saw them with the equipment on them and all that stuff. I'm like, 600 people?
That's wild.
Like,
you know what Kirby said? More people die on the way down Mount Everest than the way up.
Yep. That is true. But
you reach the pinnacle.
You would do that.
I wouldn't do that one. Too dangerous.
I don't think I would do that either.
That one's too dangerous.
Even if
I've done like pretty close to the top of Mount Rainier, but I've never summited it because I'm not like you got to have like ropes and axes and stuff.
Right.
I've never done that. But I mean, Jack's middle name is Rainier.
So you got to take him up there.
When he gets bigger, if he wants to, that'd be pretty fun.
That would be pretty awesome. But yeah, man, I'm good. If people die every year just by going up there, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a lot of ways to die.
A lot more people die on Mount Everest than do from shark attacks. Every year.
I don't believe that.
That's only four.
Yeah, like I said, how you know a shark attacked you when you're dead and gone?
Because that only happens four times a year.
You never know. That's been reported. That's been reported.
That's a PFF stat right there, Bo.
I'm pretty sure they're off Thailand.
The unreported attacks.
That's true,
because if you just get eaten by a shark, who reports it?
Exactly. I'm pretty sure there are some people in Thailand, over in the Philippines, and had their ass ate by sharks. Yes.
So if 600, if those 600, and I hope they all make it down. I hope they all make it down. But if those 600 folks die up there,
are we going to have a live?
That could be a PFF stat, too. People found frozen.
All right, join Sports Radio 99 The Game after each Falcons game. Damn, that was bad. For the Falcons flyover, it's your first.
You mean like when Michael Jackson made the song?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
React to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediate following every Falcons game. Damn, Bunk.
I'm operating on a different level, guys.
Another PFF post flyover.
Post game Falcons flyover.
There's a bunch of them.
Damn.
Okay. We'll come back and tell you about the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.